I don't have a lease with my current tenant who has been living in the residence for 9 months. Can I sign a lease with my tenant and increase rent at the same time?
Yes, it's not always a great idea to have people leasing space from you without an agreement, but I know it happens too. I mean, it can happen in roommate situations, maybe if you want to make something more formal, or in you know, places where you have a mother-in-law unit or the like. Essentially, if you have someone living there without a lease, they are effectively on a month-to-month lease. So you can certainly, and if you find yourself in that situation, I would certainly encourage this. You can certainly go to them and say, hey, you know, I think it's time to formalize our relationship, and I'd like you to sign this lease. And that lease will have, obviously, a lot more terms in it than your verbal month-to-month lease you've got. And it may include increasing the rent. But, I mean, fundamentally, it's the same as any month-to-month lease. You can go in and ask them to agree to new terms. You can ask them to agree to new rent. But that's also one of those situations where that's going to be a much more productive discussion, and one that's going to be taken a lot better if you do that in person rather than just sending them some sort of coldly informal communication out of the blue. That you can certainly have the cold informal lease. I would certainly encourage you to have that, but it's a completely different ballgame if you communicate that to them by having an in-person meeting, handing it to them, offering to talk through it, explain why you think it's important to have something that's actually documented, and it may even be more protective for them, because you may want to give them a 3-month lease, a 6-month lease, a 1-year lease, something that may even give them a little bit more comfort there. But it's absolutely something you can and certainly should do in a situation like that.